somebody says, do you believe God in God and country, you wouldn't just say...
Certainly.
Okay, again? Say, will you say it again?
Certainly.
Because I was talking to you.
Certainly.
Good. Okay. And if somebody says, can you really milk a cow, you might say, why?
Yes, ma'am, I can. I guess I still can.
Okay. What might you put in front of can? I...
Sure can.
All right. And it wasn't just a little bit cold this morning, it was...
Very cold. Extremely cold. Bitter cold.
Okay. And
like we had last winter.
Right. What are the exclamations of surprise that you use?
Oh. My goodness.
Okay. Anything stronger than my goodness?
No, I don't say this another one, but I don't say that.
Okay. What about shucks? Ever hear that?
Yeah.
What does the guy over there say, you know?
What's that?
The man, you know, that you said was from up north.
Oh, North. I don't know what he's saying.
Okay. What about the colored people around here?
They say shucks.
Okay. What about the idea? The very...
idea of such a thing.
Okay. And if you meet somebody and ask about his health, you probably say, well...
How are you today?
All right, and if you're introduced to a stranger, how do you say that? This is Mr. Jones, and you might say, well...
How do you do?
And if you...
Well, you could say, glad to meet you, and a lot of people, I've heard them say, pleased to meet you.
But you don't say that?
No.
Okay. If you have enjoyed someone's visit and they're leaving, you might say, come.
Come again.
And when you meet somebody on the 25th of December, I think we did this already, you say,
Merry Christmas.
And any other ways that you might say?
Merry, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Okay. You ever hear Christmas gift, Christmas box, Christmas?
Oh, yes, we used to do that. Christmas gift. When the Negroes would come Christmas morning, they try to sneak up the first one that says, sees you first and says, Christmas gift.
And that meant?
That you've got to give them a Christmas gift.
I see.
And we used to, I'd forgotten about all of that when we were young.
No, I didn't know
that. Yeah, that's the way they did. So we had a cook and we had a maid and we had a washerwoman and we had a yard man.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd all come. Just think about all that. What would that cost you now? Ooh.
Much as good.
Enough to live on, wouldn't it?
Right. Okay. And if you want to say by way of appreciation something besides thank you, you might say I'm much. Or they might say, if you gave them a gift then on Christmas, they might have said what?
They just say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay. Anything else like I'm much
obliged?
How's that?
Much obliged.
Okay, if you're not sure whether you have time to do something or not, you might say I
don't know that I'll have time. I'm running short of time.
Okay, if you have to go downtown to do some
shopping, chores.
And if you make a purchase, the storekeeper took a piece of paper and
wraps it.
And when you get home with it, you
unwrap it.
And if you sell for less than you paid for something, you say, I had to sell it.
At a sacrifice.
Okay. And another way of saying that, to sell.
At a loss.
Okay. And if you like something, but you really think it's too expensive to buy, you might say, I like it, but it...
Too extravagant for me, or too expensive, or too
or what else?
Costly.
Okay. And it blank too much. It
costs too much.
And on the first day of the month, the bill is?
Extremely high.
Okay. And if it's time to pay a bill, you say, well, the bill is on the 10th. It is